Today, on You're Watching a Movie with Silas Lindenstein, I am talking about the new Pixar animated film, Elemental.
You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein in the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play and rewind this. This feature is timeless. Love it like it or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it isn't tough. We spend a lot of time at the cinema. It's just me and my friends, we watch plenty stuff. For movies, yeah, I've been above. Whether big or they small, no, for me don't make a difference, love. You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein in the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play and rewind this. This feature is timeless. Love it like it or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it didn't hit. No, gotta lose it. Watch movies with my friends, bringing joy, that's the blueprint. So come on and let's do this. Leave pain behind us and relax your mind. Come watch a movie with Silas.
Everybody, and welcome to You're Watching a Movie with Silas Lindenstein. I am your host, Silas Lindenstein. Today, I'm giving a movie review of the new film, Elemental. This is one of those Disney Pixar films. It's the, I used to say the one of the year. It could be two or three they're doing now. It's kind of an abundance, and which is fine. I'm all here for it, for all things Pixar. Okay. Elemental is a PG animation comedy, 1 hour and 42 minutes, written by Peter Sohn, John Hoberg, Kate Leckel, and Brenda Hsu. Directed by Petri Sohn. The voice stars of this are Leah Lewis, Mamadou Afi, Ronnie Del Carmen, Wendy McClendon Covey, Catherine O'Hara, Joe Pera, and Matt Yang King. It is the story. In a city where fire, water, land, and air residents live together, a fiery young woman and a go-with-the-flow guy discover something elemental, how much they actually have in common. So, essentially, this story is about, it's a city where the four big elements live together. So, you got water people, you got fire people, you got cloud people, sky, earth, or so the wind is represented by like kind of clouds a lot. And then the earth are kind of like usually like trees, kind of, yeah, trees, but representing trees and branches, kind of dirt, kind of not really dirt, just the land, just the trees. So earth, wind, and fire, all earth, wind, fire, and water all living together. And it's interesting. So the film is both a sort of an allegory of the immigrant experience and also a rom-com at the same sort of, you know, whether I've heard Romeo and Juliet. I don't think it's not that. It's not quite like that because in this allegory, fire is definitely an Asian experience of the Asian, because both from the language and with culturally, it definitely hints at that. And yeah, so it's definitely an Asian allegory. And I'm kind of like, waters kind of feels like white people, right? And because of the way fire is treated, fire gets kind of angry at water. Or at least the characters that were around get a little angry at water. Now the water is a little more accepting, though a little ignorant, right? But they aren't like, so that's where it's not like Romeo and Juliet with the two sort of love interests, a fire and a water. So their love interests, so maybe there's this fate thing where like you think they can't be together because fire and water snuff each other out, right? So that's what you're, that's where the nice drama in the rom-com. But then we have, along with it, learning about the heritage and where fire came from, how fire doesn't feel like it fits in because everything in the world is built around the other elements. And so fire feels very othered. They feel they're looked at like you're dangerous because they're fire, right? They can burn things. And I will say it's interesting because the fire eats things that are like pieces of wood and stuff. And then they're like, well, wait, but other things, other the other creatures in here, a quarter of those are wood. So would you eat them too? And then you have Wood hanging out with them. But, you know, it's interesting. The analogy, it works, but sometimes it's a little off. But I had the same thing in Little Mermaid when, like, Scuttles, like, ate, like, Flounder's friend, right? It's like, hey, that's kind of weird. But you kind of got to go with the flow. The best things about this, I think what I border between a love and a like of, I love the fact that this is probably Pixar's first rom-com, right? We have elements of love as sort of a backdrop or maybe secondary characters. I think this is the first one where the rom-com aspect of it is probably the biggest part of the film. Yes, there's a lot about the family of Fire and their immigrant experience, but that almost feels like the background for why them being together would not be good. And it's definitely not built around, it's not like a lustful relationship that you see, but it is kind of a sweet relationship that we see developing, brewing, boiling. So I think essentially I would probably classify it more of a rom-com than I would like just the immigration story. But it's a very nice analogy. I really like that. I think the graphics are the computer generated graphics that they use. Animation is very good. It's very good. It's nothing is rather mind-blowing. There are a couple spots where I'm like trying to figure out how they were trying to animate Fire and getting some clear lines on it. I wasn't quite sure. There are a couple times I got a little distracted by it because trying to figure out like, oh, was that the best choice on drawing that hard line, which I don't usually have during animated films. So I don't know why I was looking at it. Maybe that was that could be a downfall, I guess. But I mean, I think it looked really pretty. I think the story isn't like, it's nothing you haven't seen before, but I did like it. I thought it was nice. I haven't seen it in this kind of setting, but I'd say where I lose it, where I lack with this, is that it isn't as original. It's like they were being original with this world, but you could have kind of substituted almost any Pixar world and put this story into. And I think usually what's great about Pixar films is they kind of stand alone, that you can't just sub them in and out. And I think the story, you probably could have put it in another another Pixar setting and still gotten the same kind of messages out. Because I think the danger of a rom-com and doing that as a story is that there's only so much you can kind of do with it, right? And so the story is not necessarily exciting. And the way it all goes down isn't exciting, but I will say it's creative. There's some creative stuff, like about realizing what Fire can do, how it can react in that environment, how it can use itself to save things. There's definitely some creativity involved in it, which just wasn't necessarily that exciting. And you just kind of have to be there for the journey, I think, and see, like, I've been down this path before with other things. This is just a new setting for it. Maybe it is a good introduction for children to see, like, oh, here's a little rom-com. Here's a little romance between some fire and some water. Ooh, little kids getting to see that, like, adult kind of stuff. And I think there's enough grown-up adultish humor to get the adults into the film enough. You know, it's Pixar, so there's no songs. And I do wonder if there were songs in it, I might have been a little more invested into it. And I'm not sure. There's definitely a lot more Pixar films that I've enjoyed more recently. Luca and Onward. I definitely enjoyed more. I would rank those above that. Though it's hard to everything happening in such different worlds, it's hard to figure out like, well, what is the better film? I don't know. I think it's maybe more about what kind of story you like. But I don't think you'll be disappointed in it at all. I think unless you had super high expectations, I think I saw the trailer and I was like, oh, that looks interesting. And it was interesting. It wasn't mind changing. My caveat with all of that will be, it does take me a little bit more to get into animated films. I don't get the emotional response to them that a lot of people seem to. It just doesn't happen for me. And so sometimes it takes a few repeat viewings of it for me to really get lured into these animated stories. It happened to me with Encanto, and that's like one of my favorite animated films now. First time I saw it, I was like, yeah, it's all right. But this doesn't have music for me to slowly get sucked into. So we'll see on that. But it's a fine film. Is it rewatchable? Yeah, I'd watch it again. No problem showing it to my kids. I'll say I was more entertained by this than I was like Mario Brothers, like the story or Super Mario Brothers, the new one that came out from Nintendo. While I like Nintendo and all, this was definitely a little more entertaining. I think the story was more developed, and really other than it being animated, I mean, this is better than a lot of other movies that are basic rom-coms, right? So maybe this is still worth seeing for all of you. It is better. It's not the greatest, it's not groundbreaking, but it's good. It's good analogy, and it's probably good. The lessons learned on it is the lessons from it are acceptance and tolerance, and trying to look beyond what you see in another person. And those are good messages for kids. And I think I'm definitely planning to show this to my children as soon as it's out on video at Elemental. Yeah, I think it'll be good. So I'd say my final word on the film is Elemental. Elemental has all the elements of a good story. From start to finish, it is an entertaining film with an easy to follow story and some nice allegories. Well, not the best. It's certainly not their worst. It's a decent time and well worth the viewing. Pixar's first rom-com now playing. But that's it. Okay. Little short review on Elemental, from Disney Pixar. So check it out. It's now playing in theaters this weekend. Thank you, for tuning in and listening. If you haven't, please go ahead and subscribe to the podcast or the video channel, however you're taking this in, and rate, review, all that. Leave comments. If you saw the film, tell me what you thought. Leave a comment. Tell me what you thought of the film. Did you enjoy it? Is there something extra that I'm missing on it? Did it speak to you? Did it speak to you? That's what the most important thing is about any film. Did it speak to you? Tell me in the comments below. So thank you for tuning in and listening, and thank you for watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein.
You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein. In the theaters you find this. So go and press play and rewind this. This speech that is timeless. Love it like it or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it isn't tough. We spend a lot of time at the cinema. It's just me and my friends, we watch plenty stuff. For movies, yeah, I've been above. Whether big or they small, no, for me don't make a difference, love. You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein. In the theaters you find this. So go and press play and rewind this. This speech it is timeless. Love it like it or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it didn't hit. No, gotta lose it. Watch movies with my friends, bringing joy, that's the blueprint. So come on and let's do this. Leave pain behind us and relax.
relax your mind, come watch a movie with Silas. Yeah.